Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to enter the fascinating world of forensic medicine with Marie Lassiter.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We have with us my friend Marie Lassiter. She is the elected coroner of the largest county in Missouri, the Texas County, almost as big as Rhode Island, just 300 square miles short of the size of Rhode Island. Really big county. She's the author of three books available at Amazon.com. She's a scientist. She's a nurse. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning, John.
Well, we already have our first caller. Are you ready for our first caller?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. We got John in Texas. Morning, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning. I have some information, first of all. There's another book by, have you mentioned this book by Anatoly Golitsyn? It's out of print. It costs $200. Let's see, they're selling it on Amazon for $233.88 paperback and $196.34 mass market paperback. It's completely out of print. It's called The Perestroika Deception. Do you have it on your web? I've discovered.
I have a copy of Golitsyn's, both of his books. So go ahead, John.
Well, there is someone posted it up or uploaded it into the Internet Archives, and you can read it for free online.
Okay, John. Anything else?
Yes. I wonder what is your guests feel about Dr. Judy Woods and her analysis of 9/11 and the collapse of the towers.
I love Dr. Wood. I bought her book immediately after the fact. Of course, she was maligned. I think she lost her position as professor over just telling the truth. Her nature, I've followed her quite a bit. I think she's probably like Asperger's, but she's very matter of fact and extremely intelligent. So that's my analysis. And I forget what I paid for the hardcover book. Doesn't matter. I'd have paid $500 for that book. It's one of my treasured, probably banned books at this time. What do you think about Dr. Judy Wood?
I listened to her lectures, and it seems to make sense when you actually look at what's going on. Everything I heard about it, though, is that what it reminded me of, all these fires that didn't give off heat. It sounds what Carlos Allende, or the descriptions I've heard of the Philadelphia experiment, and I looked into it, and actually there's a link to somebody who's actually trying to duplicate the Philadelphia experiment with a model boat, and they get similar fire effects.
Yeah, that was terrifying.
Carl Allen, do you know about the Philadelphia experiment?
Yeah, wasn't that where they kind of, I forget what type of weapon they used, but they kind of dematerialized a ship?
It wasn't a weapon. Let me help you out here, Marie. I met and I spoke to one of the engineers who was there, and he said what we believe happened did happen. They took a U.S. warship in Philadelphia Naval Yard, the USS Eldridge. The experiment was to attempt to make a warship invisible to German radar. And they built the largest modern electromagnetic field ever built in recent times in modern history.
And you don't call that a weapon? I call that a weapon, but go ahead.
Well, it wasn't meant to be a weapon. It was meant to disguise it from the ship from radar. So they fired this thing up, and it made it visible to radar, but it also made it instantly go to the Norfolk Naval Shipyard several hundred miles away instantly, causing great problems with the ship and the men. And it's there was a book written on it, and there's been a couple movies that are have some facts in it and some Hollywood stuff. But the engineer I met did confirm that the Eldritch did disappear and come back.
And there,
but one of the men disappeared and didn't really come back.
Two men time traveled to the 1980s and came back. The descriptions they gave were from right from the 1980s. Other men found themselves became part of the ship. Other men, when they got off the ship, had trouble staying in one piece. They would go to a bar, be drinking, and they'd be gone. Once the Navy stumbled upon this technology, it scared the hell out of them on one hand. On the other, they continued experiments in this technology to do what's called time travel. And that those experiments and that technology continues to this day.
Yeah, okay, but do you think that possibly that this has been, that they've taken another direction, possibly, ma'am, and they've weaponized it? And they used it to facilitate it, to create a scam.
Like, what do you mean by scam?
9/11.
Oh, well, you know, Judy Wood's theory that there was actually a hurricane off the coast of New York that morning, and they used the energy from the hurricane and there was to, you know, aim it at the Twin Towers, and it caused them to, well, she uses the word dustify, they were dustified. She also felt like that the people that were on the windows that were, she said the heat would have made the sprinklers go off, so everybody's clothes were soaked. Well, when you put something wet in a microwave, it's unbearable. So people were in the windows literally pulling their clothes off to try to get away from the effects of that, basically being in a microwave. She also proved that a lot of the photos of people falling from the towers were actually, like one was a man sitting on a bench and they had taken the picture and kind of flipped it around. I forget the name of the photographer that captured that, but he also, he serendipitously was there at the time, and then he was also serendipitously at some other tragedy. I don't know if it was London subway explosion or train explosion, and he travels around and he conveniently arrives at all these horrible incidents and gets all these Pulitzer Prize winning photos, and I don't remember his name, but I'm sure you can look it up. It was a terrible thing, and the whole thing was it was used to enact the Patriot Act, which these bills are always the opposite of what they call them. So the Patriot Act was the most unpatriotic act ever. It took away all our freedoms, installed the NDAA, and it was written, you know, probably a year before 9/11, that was, you know, 100% engineered, probably Saudi Arabia. Obviously, Iraq had nothing to do with it. And our Secretary of State is Jay Ashcroft. I've met him several times. I've actually had breakfast with him here in Licking. And his father, Dan Ashcroft, he was actually in the ICU, and he needed to sign off on that Patriot Act, and he refused to sign it. They literally went into his ICU room, tried to get him to sign it, and he wouldn't. But that was just a pretext to take away all our freedoms. And it's completely fake. I knew when I was watching it, it was fake. Planes don't go through buildings and just slice through them and come out, you know, unscathed, obviously. It's like, how stupid can people be? So that's my take.
I mean, I know everybody, not everybody did buy into it, but how many people do you estimate actually did buy into it at the time?
Almost everybody.
Almost everybody, like 98%.
Probably.
Now about 99%.
That's also possible. Of course, you know, those in the know knew that it was fake, and I've had quite the little argument with he's a former Marine. It's on Facebook. He lives in my community, and he's like, "Oh, it happened just like they said it did." And JFK was the lone crazed gunman, you know. And I said, "You're obviously CIA." And then he defriended me because I'm sure he was, because he was following the narrative on everything.
Mm.
No one can believe that stuff at this point. And moon landing, something happened, but a lot of it coincided with Stanley Kubrick's film work on 2001: A Space Odyssey. So there was a lot of fakery there. Don't exactly know what it was, but a lot of fakery of the American people involved.
Apparently, it was for what that was done with Scotch light, front screen projection.
Yeah, that's what I know too. Also in her book, it's a huge book by Dr. Judy Wood, and she has excellent maps and drawings and photos. She was talking about the scorched cars. Like, the metal was scorched, but the tires were okay, and this is blocks away. And she attributed it to a microwave effect. And she drew no conclusions. She just put her research out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, John, we need to move on.
Okay. All right.
One last question,
okay,
John.
But you can, I just, all I wanted to say was, is people can read the Perestroika Deception in the Internet Archives. You punch in the search engine, it will come, and you can get it. And put Perestroika Deception, Google it, and then you can, and you get a list of books, and one of them, you'll find among them the Perestroika Deception. You can read it online. It just says that it's, what it says in Amazon.com about it. It says, Anatoly Galinin exposes the devious Leninist strategy in pursuit by supposed former communist under the facade. Reform and progress towards democracy, the objectives, convergence with the West, the creation of a new world order, and ultimately the establishment of a communist world government under the United Nations.
And I'll definitely read that. Thank you.
Okay. It's a good book, John. Yeah. We appreciate the call. We need to move on. Thank you. Well, I know, Maria, you typically have prepared ahead of time a list of topics. What's your first on your list, my dear?
First of all, I've been up all night. Another prison death. They're out of control. The prison that I'm maximum security prison that's in my jurisdiction. I see the prison as a microcosm of society. Had my first homicide this year, blatant homicide, and the guards are getting stabbed all the time. Not fatally, they're getting, you know, to advanced trauma life support quickly, but it's getting more and more dangerous. More and more people are dying of fentanyl overdoses, increased gang activity. There's apparently a new gang, and I'm not allowed to say the name, but the new gang is like all the people that don't fit into any of the other gangs. So it's
isn't that special?
From a gang mentality.
If you may not know the answer to this question, but the percentage of inmates that have received two or more of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots?
As far as deaths?
No, just received the shots, not deaths.
Oh, well, I have no, I only deal with dead people.
Okay.
And so of the dead offenders, which there were 18 last year, I think two had two or more shots. And they basically, back during COVID, in order to have visitors, they had to have the shot. So, and, you know, a lot of Black people are definitely against anything like that because they haven't forgotten Tuskegee. Although there was a huge effort for the Black ministers to tell their congregations that they needed to take the shot. Another thing that happened this week, I think, and there's some people here from my county, Texas County, there's a Senate Bill 109 that part of it was senior tax freeze on your personal residence tax. And we worked with Jay Ashcroft's office, did a petition, started a petition. And in the interim, our commissioners did an end run. I hope they're listening. And what they did was they did a resolution to approve a tiny fraction, only the county revenue tax, which is maybe $20 a year, left out like all the other taxes that add up to about $1,000 a year, and did that resolution. But we had already started our petition. We finished our petition. We got almost 1,000 signatures. We needed 566. And now they're saying that it's moot because they passed their resolution. So taking this to the Attorney General for a ruling, didn't know it was a race. And basically our petition just puts it on the April ballot that the citizens can vote. So it's just, to me, very dirty dealings in politics. I'm seriously considering at the end of this term running for commissioner, although I love my job, but just I feel like I could make more progress for the county and make a difference. So that's where I'm at. And for those of you that are from Texas County and signed the petition, it was not for naught. It did expose the deception of our commissioners who are already under a lawsuit for illegally raising residential property tax. So there's that. Let's see. There was a lot of stuff I didn't have a chance to talk about last week. So, assisted suicide in Canada. And I think that's probably coming here. Basically, we already have assisted suicide. They call it comfort care.
Right.
And it involves just giving you morphine and Ativan until you die. I see it a couple times a week. It's an easy way to go, but they don't call it assisted suicide. And Canada is crazy with assisted suicide. And now that you don't even have to have a terminal disease in Canada, you can just decide you want to die. And let's see, stats in 2022, 13,200 Canadians were assisted to die. And that was up 30% from 2021, and I imagine the 2023 is going to be huge. And if we kept numbers on the people that were placed on, quote, comfort care, I'm sure it would be probably higher than that. You know, everybody that received remdesivir. Now, one or two people have emailed me and said that they did I hear the music, but said that
we have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Tonight, we at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, we're going to have a private Zoom conference on the excellent product line that I use myself, the LifeWave patches, to help you achieve your goals of health and wellness. There's a link at my website at thelibertyman.com in the LifeWave panel. Visiting with Marie Lassiter, the elected coroner of Crawford, of Texas County, Missouri. Her three books are for sale at Amazon. Let's go ahead and continue with your thought that was interrupted, Marie.
Okay, well, basically, I'm going back to remdesivir, and the, quote, COVID desk pretty much stopped late 2022, but they brought them back along with remdesivir. And as I think we know, as long as the patient's given remdesivir, the hospital gets a 20% bonus of the overall hospital bill. So it's quite a financial incentive. What I'm running into is people being given remdesivir, they don't know, I mean, they always die because they go into renal failure, they go into respiratory failure, they put them on comfort measures and kill them with morphine and Ativan. And when I see these, get these medical records, and they may not even mention remdesivir, but I can see the progression. And what I do is I get the billing records and see what they're billing for, and then I can see how many doses of remdesivir were billed, and it's not cheap. It's like $2,500 a dose. And I had one recently. The patient came in renal failure, creatinine 6.8, for those who know what that means. And he was given remdesivir. No reason why. The ER doctor ordered it, I'm sure told by management to push remdesivir. There's a new attending that hospital, and he came in the morning and stopped the remdesivir immediately, and he put in the medical record that he stopped remdesivir because there was no indication that the patient needed it, and secondly, you never give it to anybody that's in renal failure. Well, I think I probably hurt this doctor because I called the quality manager at the hospital and said, please talk about this on your morbidity and mortality review, because this patient was killed with this dose of remdesivir. And I said, and this particular doctor even mentioned it in the notes. Well, now all of a sudden, this doctor is, quote, on vacation overseas. And the reason I know that is because death certificates he would normally sign are being sent to me because they can't get in touch with him. So I hope that wasn't, I hope I didn't cause him to be fired, because he's obviously a very conscientious, honorable physician, and there are a few of those out there. But even people that when they go in, and it's clearly in the medical record that they said they did not want remdesivir, they get it. It's just the hospitals aren't getting the huge influx of money they got a couple of years ago, and if you possibly can, just do not go to a hospital. Try to treat it at home. I know there's sometimes you absolutely have to go to the hospital, but people die in hospitals a lot.
Right.
And like I say, nobody died of COVID at home. During the whole COVID period, not once. I've had thousands of calls. Not once did I go to someone's home where they died at home with COVID. They always died in the hospital. So you can take what you want from that.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, are you ready for our next caller here, Marie?
Yes, I am.
We have Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning again, John. Good morning, Marie. Marie, on John's show on last Monday, Sam Andrews was talking about something that the Missouri legislature passed that would turn the licensing of, I believe it was just doctors, I don't know if it was nurses too, over to the federal level instead of keeping it on the state level. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't. I do know nursing does have, they now have a compact. So like with my Missouri license, I can practice nursing and,
we'll continue after the break. We'll continue after the break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available anyplace, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Gentlemen, the private Zoom meeting for the LifeWave products is posted at my website. It'll be at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central tonight. So you go to my website, go to the LifeWave panel, and you got that link for that private Zoom meeting. It'll be a lot of fun. I'll be there, of course. Visiting with Marie Lester, the coroner of Texas County, Missouri. Her three books for sale at Amazon. And Marie, you were cut off with your thought. Please continue.
Oh, yeah, regarding multi-state licensure and it, that being held at the federal level, I think it's a good idea. As a nurse in 44 years, I've worked in many different states, and typically it would always involve writing to that state, getting another license for that state, and then the Nursing Association went to multi-state licensure. It's a compact, and 19 states are involved, so that gives me a lot of flexibility to go to another state and do a travel assignment or whatever. California has always opted out of that. California is always an oddball and does things their own way. But I think with the fluidity now of healthcare and people taking travel assignments, I think it's wise to have it like at the federal level. So people that are licensed, if they get in trouble in one state, number one, the other states are going to know about it. You know, you couldn't have a doctor that's screwing up like crazy in Missouri apply for licensure in Texas and then just move to Texas and, you know, have a lot of botched surgeries there. So if it's all under one umbrella, there's a little better, I think, oversight, and also it makes it easier for healthcare practitioners to, what if there's a state that's really super in need of nurses, and nurse like New York was, but New York is in the compact, so virtually nurses from any state could go to New York and work there during their crisis. And of course, a lot of those nurses turned out to be whistleblowers because they were from the Midwest and they saw a lot of stuff going on that wasn't right. So,
Maria, there's another side of that coin that Sam mentions, that any healthcare professional who makes public statements against what's accepted regarding COVID, the vaccinations, clot shots, remdesivir, they'll pull their license, and that's it. So that's the other side of that coin.
Well, I've already been threatened with that, and that's fine. If they want to pull it, pull it. But they threatened that. It's been at least 2 years ago, and they haven't done anything. They'd have to allow you to go before the Board of Nursing and plead your case. And if that happened, I'd be sure to have the media there and some press releases, et cetera. So I don't threaten well.
Absolutely. You ready for our next caller?
Yes, I am.
We got Russell in Chicago. Good morning, Russell.
Hi, Russell.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Marie. I was calling to find out, John, about the Patch X90. I was looking at your website last night, and I think I saw the link concerning the forum that you'll be having today, but I was hoping to find a way to study more about the patch itself.
Well, of course, with the Zoom meeting tonight, you can ask questions from people who know a lot more about it than I do. That might be the most effective way to get your answers.
Okay. All right. That was my concern. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Russell. We appreciate the call. Looks like Sherry has another question for us. You still there, Sherry?
Yeah. I have a problem with this licensing deal like that, like what you said, John, that they could pull a license. And then they make it as a, on the nationwide deal. And what we know happens is these most populous states like New York and California, they generally end up, having the most pull on these regulations. And John is a someone who's been associated in the legal profession all these years. What about people's right to contract?
Well, I'm not sure what the question is, Sherry.
Well, just like for the longest time, they didn't want to, these alternative healthcare people like naturopaths and homeopaths and stuff, they didn't want, they just looked at those people like quacks. Even chiropractors, they used to look at them like quacks. But, people, if they have confidence in a witch doctor, they ought to be able to, that person should be able to contract with that individual if they want them to treat them. And there's this guy named Jim Ragusky. Last Friday, Ron Avery had him on his show for the last hour. This guy's been looking at the World Health Organization and what they're trying to pass. I think they're trying to, get world government through this World Health Organization crap. And Marie, if you haven't, I didn't write his website down, but he gives it out, and he's really looked into that in the sneaky ways they're trying to get some of this through. Because, but it was a very interesting show. If you didn't catch that, and you might want to listen to that. But that's the problem I have with this deal about, you know, they'd have to be licensed at the federal level. And I can understand what you're saying, Marie, being a traveling nurse and stuff. But, you know, I just hate to get the federal government involved in any more things than they're already into. So that's all I had. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. Any response, Marie, before we move on to our next caller?
Yes, I can see both sides of that. As nurses, though, we do have protections. We do have a board of nursing, and I'll admit I've been to the board of nursing a couple times for infractions. Mostly working outside my scope of practice, but both times it was an emergency, a patient was inadvertently extubated, and I teach ACLS, and I reintubated the patient, or she would have died, and just stuff like that. But I go before them, tell what I did, you know, slap right on the wrist, blah blah blah.
Right,
so
right,
you do have the opportunity to go before your state board if there's a complaint brought against you. So it's not automatic, and you know, look how many. Not a lot of nurses left nursing because they didn't abandon the patient, but plenty of nurses left, and a lot of nurses don't want to go back to nursing. Traditionally, nurses would work till they were 90, and now they're retiring as soon as they can. There's a huge nursing shortage, huge, and unless they just want to have zero nurses left to take, well, and the nurse's job is to protect them from the doctors, in my opinion, but I mean, maybe that is the deal, just to completely get rid of nurses who are basically the only sanctuary of sanity, in my opinion, in healthcare. But I can see both sides, absolutely.
All right, let's move on to the next caller then. We got Patricia in Florida. Good morning, Patricia.
Yes, good morning to both of you. I just wanted to say I heard a warning about this last week that they will use the federal government will use this to get rid of doctors they don't want, and they will take their license, and the state will have nothing to say about it.
Right,
so
that's what Sam Andrews totally, is warning about also. Yes, yes.
Yes, I'm totally against that. Well, I'm sorry, maybe nurses could be a different category if you know, but definitely we don't want to lose our good doctors. There's so few of them already that will speak out.
Yeah, you're right, and the good doctors are the ones that do speak out, like the doctor I was talking about earlier that called in the medical record that basically the remdesivir that was given was totally contraindicated. And like I said, I did report it to the mortality and review board at that hospital, and then all of a sudden he's gone on vacation in Europe somewhere. So I really hope I didn't instigate something.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for bringing this up. Okay.
Thank you, Patricia. We appreciate the call. Looks like our next caller would be Mark in Arizona. Good morning, Mark.
Thank you, John. Marie, I wanted to tell you for a long time about my experience with HCQ in the hospital. In springtime of 2020, I started realizing that people were talking about HCQ, and I was getting ready to have an operation in the fall on my hip replacement. So I went and got a prescription from my gentleman, the doctor that was operating on my hip, and I had it on the side. I kept on getting it every month. It was like $13 to get it for, you know, a month's supply. And I went into the hospital with COVID in August of 2021, and I had my hip replacement in 2020, and I just felt I better bring it to the hospital. COVID, I had a mild case of COVID. So I got into the hospital on a Wednesday morning, like 5 a.m. in the morning. I kept coughing, couldn't breathe really good. But I stayed there. The first night I was there, the orderly came up to me and said, "Are you taking remdesivir?" And I said, "No, what's it all about?" I had no idea. This boy was a believer, so I kind of paid attention to him. And the next day, which was a Thursday night, I started taking it. I took it five nights in a row, remdesivir. And thankfully, in May of that year of 2021, I have a nephrologist that took my did my test on my kidney, you know, because I have kidney stones, and make sure, you know, they do that once a year to see how your kidneys are functioning. So I took 5 days of remdesivir. But every day I took my remdesivir, I made sure I took one pill of HCQ. So to make a long story short, after all this stuff came out, it took me about 6 months after I did that to realize that remdesivir wasn't very good. Nobody had talked about it on the radio that much that I heard and had heard of, so I didn't know. I was blind. However, when I took my test in May of 2022, my kidneys were 100% functioning properly, and that's pretty much my story.
Okay. Go ahead, Marie.
That's good. That's good to know, and that actually that could be a case study in a medical journal, because I don't know that people have recognized how HCQ could kind of be an antidote for the side effects of remdesivir. I mean, that's important information. I will tell you the nickname for remdesivir in the hospital is "Run, Death is Near." That's what the nurses call it. And if I was still working in a hospital, I'd flat refuse to hang that bag. I just wouldn't do it. Someone else would have to do it, and there'd be someone willing to hang that bag of death, but I wouldn't. So I'm glad I'm a coroner and not a. Well, I still have my nursing license, unbelievably, after 44 years. And I wrote an article once that was published about good nurses get in trouble a lot, or something like that. But anyway, that's an interesting story. You're the only person I've ever heard of that had the 5 doses of remdesivir and lived to tell. So thanks for sharing.
Yeah, and just a side note is when I went back in the last year to get my prescription refilled, they gave me like the third degree, my doctor's assistant, about getting the prescription of HCQ. But it's just amazing how every time I've ever been in the hospital in my life, there's been nothing but a bad side experience. I could write a book on it. You just cannot even believe.
Yeah.
Well,
but thank you for what you do, Marie, and thank you for what you do, John.
Okay, thanks for the call, Mark. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Anything left on your list, Marie?
Yeah, I don't know how much time we have for the break, but because a nature writer, I did want to make sure everybody knows about boron. And if I could start on this,
please, a couple minutes.
So anyway, we've heard of boron, and there used to be always the ads for boron, borax, laundry detergent, or laundry soap on TV, 20 Mule Team borax, remember, with the horses pulling the wagon. Well, people used to just take a tablespoon of borax laundry soap back in the day, because it's mostly boron. Now we can get boron 3-milligram capsules to take daily. And when I broke my collarbone, I think I told you about the poultice I put over the break, but I also took boron, and I still take it. Boron involves bone development and regeneration. It's banned as a food additive in the United States and Thailand. But there's no study showing that it does any harm to you if you take it 3 milligrams a day. It's essential for healthy bones, helps develop new bone tissue, the little osteoblasts. It prevents calcium loss and bone demineralization. So if you've got osteoporosis, you need to be taking boron. It improves bone strength. It makes new bone and knits broken bones together. It helps you use any calcium you take more efficiently. It doesn't just help bones heal. It also improves wound healing. And with wounds, they use 3% boric acid in deep wounds to help them heal 60% faster. It regulates sex hormones. And we know that with the additives in the food and soy products, that testosterone levels in men are dropping. And after a study from 2011 found that after only 1 week on daily boron supplements, healthy males found a significant increase in free testosterone.
It sounds like an amazing substance, sir.
Yeah, it prevents vitamin D deficiency. It helps you absorb magnesium. It's an anti-inflammatory. And they found that there's decreased electrical activity when you don't have enough boron.
Amazing. Hold on. We'll wrap this up after the break. We'll break there.
Okay.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Fix bayonets.
Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Marie, you want to wrap up your thought before we get back to Patricia in Florida? Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to say that not only, other than everything else I told you, A lot of studies have shown that boron has anti-cancer properties. In a nationwide study, the risk of prostate cancer was 52% lower in men who consumed boron every day. That's 1.8 milligrams. And typically the pills are 3 milligrams.
Right.
So it's if you're worried, if your PSA is higher than it should be, just start taking boron. And that's and as far as food, avocado is a top food in the boron department, followed by peanut butter, dried peanuts, and prune juice. So just wanted to make sure everybody knew that, and that is in volume 3 of my Nature Has the Cure books, one of the things you may not have already known.
All right.
That's
all, right.
All I've got.
All right. We got a follow-up comment from Patricia in Florida. Go ahead, Patricia.
Hi. This is the first time I've heard anyone address the subject of boron, other than the fact that 2 years ago I read a study that every single person with arthritis was deficient in boron. Okay. And number two, I wanted to ask you if you were using 20 Mutein Borax, is pure borax, I believe, Borax, I believe, and it's okay to take how much, half a teaspoon, or how much would you take if you were using that?
I believe traditionally, and you know, I dug back into medical records about this. That's why you'll find stuff in my books you don't find anywhere else. But traditionally, the old folks, like my grandma, they would take just like a teaspoon of borax, and it's almost 100% boron. There are some surfactants in there, which it's not enough to be harmful at all. So that's what the old folks took, because it wasn't, and that may actually be more pure probably than maybe a product you buy in the store. I don't necessarily. Unless it's like from someone like Mike Adams, that's like really certified what's in it. But pretty much everybody back in the day were taking their 20 Mutein Borax. And I'd like to review one of those old commercials that they had and see if they allude to the fact it's good, you know, for your health. I'm not sure. It could have been sandwiched in that advertisement somewhere.
Yeah. Thank you.
But everybody needs boron. It's the basic building block of every tissue in our body.
Amazing. Marie, thank you. We'll have you back next week. Please forgive
me.
Okay. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Keep medical supplies, energy, plenty of essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give your guns. Please have a fun, productive day and weekend. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. Large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in. Even larger, beautiful state of Texas. Lord, please God bless the United States of America.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.